sentient life. The time between everything and a century or so ago, begging the pardon of the speed of light and its tendency to make all known measurements of time euphemistic at best, was mainly concerned with wars over the central design concept of the universe. This resulted in a ghastly percentage of the inhabited planets arranged around that lovely open floor plan galaxy getting blown apart, vapor mined, equatorially unzipped, fatally shrink-wrapped, backhanded out of orbit, sent back in time to become their own protoplanetary masses, laser-whipped, stripped clean by invasive magnetosphere leeches, unmooned, unsunned, uncarboned, vigorously gentrified, devoured by interdimensional bees, dissolved legally, financially, and actually, drop-kicked into a variety of voids, infected by self-replicating knife nados, reflexively teleported into themselves, and rolled down wormhole bowling alleys directly into the front gardens of a great lot of monsters who everyone just knew very slightly disagreed with right-thinking folk on how to cook a proper steak. This went on for thousands of years, because big booms are quite fun, right up until one does you and your nephew medium rare with a nice pan sauce. So on the booms and counter-booms went, until the exact millisecond someone on some planet looked out their window at the oncoming bee tsunami and suggested a slightly, but only slightly, less stressful methodology for conflict resolution. The time between a century or so ago, begging the pardon of etc., and now, was mainly concerned with the Metagalactic Grand Prix, the greatest experiment in musical diplomacy in the history of smashing civilizations together to see what will and will not burst into knife nados. For 100 euphemisms, the Milky Way galaxy's vast and gorgeous powers have agreed to put down their weapons, get dressed up to 11, look in the mirror, tell themselves this is all fine and very normal and they will of course abide by the result without unzipping anything too important, then sit on their hands, grin, bear it, and for the foreseeable future, pretend singing and dancing for interstellar domination is every bit as much fun as punching each other in the planet. To the victors go uncontested hegemony, which is really quite nice if you can get your hands on it. To the losers go whatever's left lying about on the floor when the lights come up. Repeat as necessary for best results. But no matter how civilized everyone considers themselves over tea and sandwiches, no matter how thoroughly two or more political entities gathered in the name of nicking anything they can off one another assure themselves they most certainly are and always have been and always shall be the most evolved and sophisticated of music enthusiasts, the following remains Gogonar Gorkanon's 10th unkillable fact. Don't ask me why, but if you ever do manage to put together a real stab at lasting peace, stability, and basic median happiness, that is the precise second you are closest to losing the whole bag to absolute blithering chaos. Schoolyard, barnyard, marriage yard, legislative floor, it doesn't matter. Peace is civilization's problematic follow-up album that never quite works. Actually, do ask me why. It's because all it takes to prevent us from having nice things over and over is one single person. One single person who doesn't want to play the same game everyone else is doing pretty bloody well at, so they won't give over the ball even though everyone is yelling at them to get over themselves, because eventually that person will figure out that setting the ball on fire works a treat. In this case, absolute blithering chaos arrived out of nowhere, wearing a lurid badge handwritten in crayon. Hello, my name is Humanity. Ask me how. The grand final of the, euphemistically speaking, 100th Metagalactic Grand Prix was held on the distant planet of Letost, a world so aggressively pleasant that unhappiness is considered an invasive species, with which all arriving visitors must report any recent contact to customs and submit to a strict 14-day bouncy castle quarantine. It was hosted by the previous cycle's champions, the Claveret, a species of hyper-optimistic potted roses who use their hard-won time at the top of the Milky Way hierarchy to compel everyone, legally, financially,